Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself, your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen. Father, we come to you right now, and Lord, we just ask that you would help us, Lord, to focus completely on you, Lord. Let us not be distracted. We don't want to miss what you're telling us, Lord. Soften our hearts, open our hearts to what you have to say. Lord, get me out of the way and let us hear your word, your message, Lord Jesus. May we do what you just said in your word, as Andy read. Help us to offer our everything to you. Offer our bodies as living sacrifices. Just saying, I'm yours, Lord, here I am. I want to follow you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the title of this message this morning is, I Know the Plans I Have for You in 2014. Hear the Lord say that this morning. Hear Him say that to you this morning. I know the plans I have for you in 2014. You don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Who knows what it is? But He knows. He knows the exact plans He has for you. I don't know. It could be at midnight when the ball, what is it in Times Square, a ball or an apple? Or something else. What is it, a ball? Okay. Could it be when the ball drops in Times Square at 11 o'clock here, 12 o'clock there, but at midnight, could it be that He'll come back? He'll be back. That was His plan for you in 2014. He came back and He took you with Him. Who knows? Or could it be that your life will be demanded of you at 12:30 that evening, and that'll be it. That was His plan for you in 2014. It was 30 minutes, but who knows? Or could it be that He'll allow you to be here the whole year of 2014, and He's got many things that He wants you to do? I don't know. Who knows? Except for Him. But He knows. But I can tell you this. I can tell you that His plan for you is this. And you already know it, because if you're a believer here this morning, you've already heard Him say this to you. And you probably hear Him whisper it to you daily, many times a day, moment by moment. And that is, we can all know that His plan for us in 2014 is this: follow me. Follow me. We know that's His plan. For Him to speak that to you over and over, for you to hear that call in 2014, follow me this year. Follow me in 2014. There's always that call. That's how He began with every one of His disciples. He would just walk up to Him and say, follow me. And they had a choice to make. Many times they dropped everything they had, their whole life, their whole career, their being, their everything. They left everything to follow Him many times. Well, it's always been the call. Even Abraham, when he heard the promise from God long before the Messiah, it was to follow, to trust Him, to trust God. And Abraham believed God. He trusted Him in His promise. He was obedient to God, even to the point of being willing to sacrifice his son if God wanted him to. He was obedient. Follow me. Hear that in 2014. And turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 29. If you're new at this, there should be a Bible next to you in the chair there. And just open it to the middle and turn forward a little bit if you're seeing Psalms, keep going. If you're seeing Isaiah, keep going. You'll find Jeremiah right after Isaiah. Look at Jeremiah 29. Let's look at verses 10 to 14. And let me tell you what's going on here. This is a letter that the prophet, in this passage, we find the text of a letter that the prophet Jeremiah wrote to the exiles, to those who were exiled, God's people that were exiled in Babylon. They were in captivity. And God had told them it was going to be for 70 years they were in captivity in Babylon. And so God gives Jeremiah these words for his people who are in captivity. And so let's look at some of it together. Jeremiah 29, let's look at verses 10 through 14. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. Well, let's learn, first of all, that He has plans for you. As you stand before 2014, and there again, who knows how long it would be. Maybe, you know, might be a moment, it might be 30 minutes, it might be the whole year. Who knows? But He has plans for you in 2014. He has plans for you as long as you're breathing. If you find yourself, I used to be a hospice chaplain, and I would get to minister to many people that were at death's door, just bedridden, just not unable to do anything. And I would always encourage them with this, that as long as you are breathing, He has plans for you. He has plans for you. Always. At this moment, God has plans for you. And if He allows you to go through 2014, He's got plans for you in 2014. And the great thing is, He knows the plans He has for you. It's not an accident. It's not up to you and are you going to create what will happen in 2014. He has plans for you that He knows. Nothing is random and accidental, as we often say, and coincidental, as we often say. Our God is sovereign. He's in control. He's over everything. Nothing can happen without first going across His desk, so to speak. He is sovereign and He has plans for you. I had the privilege of, right after Christmas, I think it was the day after Christmas or 2 days later, my cousin's husband, David, his dad, he was one of a few brothers and a sister, and they have a house in Hope Hole, and his dad lives in Hope Hole, and there's a pond there, and you can shoot guns out there, and there's a lot of land, and so some of the cousins went there, and Christian and I went, and I got to just sit on the dock with his dad, who I've known for many, many years since I was a boy. I remember his dad fishing everywhere and, you know, teaching me some things about all that, but I got to sit with him, just the two of us, for a while on that dock, and we just got to talking, and we got to talking about how he had lost his wife to MS back in the 80s, and I remember all that. I remember when she'd sit at the table with us in the wheelchair, and we talked about that some, and then we talked about he just, I guess it was a couple years ago, just lost one of his sons, Tom, and we got to talking about that, And the awesome thing was, Mr. Heidemann was telling me, you know, when you get as old as I am, you may not see at first how things are all working together and how God's over it all. But he was saying, when you get as old as I am and you look back at these things, these deaths and all these things, and all the people that came to me at different times and said different things around these deaths and different things, he said, you see how it all fits together. He said, you can look back and you can see God's plan, that he had a plan in all this. And he was saying, you see that the older you get, you can look back and see more and more of it. And he said, I try to tell my kids, you know, when they're going through a real rough time, they're having a hard time. He said, I try to tell them this, but, you know, I don't know if they listen, but I try to tell them, hey, give it a little time. When you look back, you'll see God was working. You'll see what he was doing. He has a plan for you always. He is always working. He knows the plans he has for you, just like a jigsaw puzzle. You know, in order to put this puzzle together, you need this cover. You need this front cover. You need to see the whole plan. You need to see how it all fits together. Well, thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. He sees that. He knows it all. And he hands you piece by piece. He gives you a piece. And it might be a trial here or something here or a new adventure here or a death here of a loved one or a, who knows what it is, but he gives you piece by piece. And so much of the time we just see the pieces. That's all we can see. But thank the Lord, he sees the whole thing and he's putting it all together and it's going to be beautiful. And it's going to be awesome. And there's nothing greater than his plan. There's nothing greater than the plans that he has for you. And so know that this morning, coming up on 2014, hear him saying, follow me. Hear him telling you, I know the plans I have for you in 2014. And then also, know this, he has desires of you. He has desires of you. So we see that he has the plans in verses 10 and 11. What we were just talking about, this is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. This promise is just as much for you today. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. He knows the plans he has for you. Also, learn this from verses 10 and 11, from verses 12 to the first part of verse 14. Know this, he has desires of you. Look at 12 through the beginning of 14. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. He has desires, he has plans for you today and in 2014. However long we have, he has plans for you each day and throughout that whole year. And he has desires of you. What do we see here? He desires that you pray to him, that you call to him. Pray to me and I will answer you. He has desires that you would seek him. Pray to him and seek him with all your heart, with all that you are. Verse 12, then you will call upon me. There's the prayer, and come and pray to me. I will listen to you. Verse 13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. So he wants you to be praying to him. He wants you to be seeking him. And notice that he said, seek me. He didn't say, seek the plan. He said, seek me. You see, if you seek him, he knows the plans. He knows where the plan is. He'll show you the plan. He'll tell you the plan. He'll lead you in the plan. You see, if you seek Him, he says, seek me. If you follow him, he says, follow me. He says, I am the way. Stop seeking the way so much and the plans so much and seek me. You'll have the plans. You just follow me. You seek me. I've got the plan. I know the plans I have for you. It's not up to you. It's up to me. You just seek me. You follow me. And he says, you will find me when you seek me with all of your heart. And so he desires for us to pray to him, to call to him, to live praying to him in communion. Maybe not to say amen, but to wake up in the morning and to get before him and say, God, what plans do you have for me today? I'm seeking you. I just want to follow you. I know I'll be in all the plans you have for me today as I seek you. So show me. Where do you want me to read in your word? What are you telling me? Let me spend this time alone with you, just listening to you so I can hear what you're telling me about the plans you have for me today. And then live in such a way that you never said amen in the morning. I've heard Pastor Jay Wolf say before, when you finish your prayer in the morning, don't say amen over and out. You say amen, up and connected. I'm going to keep talking to you all day long. We're just beginning our fellowship together in this morning. We're going to keep talking all day. He desires that you pray to him. He desires that you seek him. Continually seek him. And he will show you which way to go. He'll show you the paths to take. He'll reveal to you his plans for that day and for 2014. God tells us in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. So pray to him. So seek him so you have his vision. He'll reveal to you his vision for that day, for that year, or whatever. But seek his vision. Seek his revelation. And live. You'll do the opposite of perish. Proverbs 21:5. God tells us, the plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty. The plans of the diligent. Well, they're not your plans. Seek his plans. Get up early in the morning. God, what do you have for me today? Let me be in your word. Let me be talking to you. Show me your plans. Let me seek you. And thank the Lord, I'll be in the plans all day. But show me whatever you have, Lord. And the plans, whatever he reveals to you, his plans, the plans of the diligent lead to profit. And then if you are diligent about those plans, and you hit it hard, and you stay after it, God tells us in Ecclesiastes, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. And then if you're diligent about those plans, the plans of the diligent bring profit as surely as haste leads to poverty. If you just wake up in the morning and you don't have any time for God and you just get ready, all I have time to do is get ready. And you get a shower and you do all your things and you head out and you try to pray to him on the road while you're driving or whatever. You didn't give him your best. You didn't give him your first. You didn't give him your most. That's haste. Haste leads to poverty. The plans of the diligent lead to profit, but haste leads to poverty. So follow what he gives you, what he reveals to you, his vision, his revelation, the plans he knows he has for you each day and throughout 2014. Follow these. Follow him. You'll be following these, and you'll fulfill these. He tells us in Ephesians 2:10, for you are his workmanship. He's working on you. He's always working. He's always got a plan. You are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, if you're a believer, created in Christ Jesus to do the good works that he has prepared in advance for you to do. When you wake up in the morning, I don't know when he did it. Maybe he did it last night. I don't know when he did it, but he already knows the plans he has for you. He's already prepared them and laid them out for you. You're just supposed to walk in them and seek him. Go to him in prayer. He has desires of you to go to him in prayer, to seek him continually. Live by faith in him, keeping your eyes fixed on him, seeing him everywhere you look, praying for those spiritual eyes that you may do that. And so in 2014, hear him saying, follow me. No, he has plans for you. No, he has desires of you. And then finally, He wants to set you free. You need to know this. He wants to set you free so that you can live out these plans that He has for you. You know, your bondages will hold you back from the plans that God has for you. The things you are enslaved to and in bondage to, and the things that hold you in captivity, just like His people were in Babylon, those things will hold you back from His best and His plans that He has for you. Those things will hold you back from Jesus saying, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Jesus has the abundant life all planned out, ready for you. But the things that hold you in captivity will keep you from that. And so He wants you to be free. We see that in verse 14. Look at it. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. He wants you to be free. He wants to set you free. And so examine yourself right now this morning and ask yourself that question. What holds me back from His plans, from His best being fulfilled in my life? What holds you back? What entangles you? What holds you down? What enslaves you? What hinders you? Know what it is. That's your enemy. And then hear God say in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, go and read it tonight. Go and read it this afternoon and meditate on it. God says, we're in a race. I've got all these plans for you. I've got the race marked out for you. It's all ready to go. Your job is to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, and He'll lead you through that race, the track. He'll keep you on the course and let you know where you're supposed to go. But you need to run with endurance as hard as you can and as fast as you can. And you know what? You can't run with a bunch of weights on your feet and all tangled up and cords all tangling you. The first thing you got to do if you want to run this race and fulfill all these plans that God has for you today and in 2014, you got to throw all that off. He wants to set you free from captivity. He says in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, therefore, since you're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off, get all that stuff. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. In 2014, let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. He wants to set you free from all that. But you got to go to Him. You got to be humble. You got to tell Him you can't be free. You can't do it. You've already tried. You got to stop trying and you got to start trusting. You got to say, God, only you can set me free from these things so I can run. Set me free, Jesus. I trust you to do it. I know. I believe you'll do it. You need faith. I believe you have the power to set me free from this. So follow Him in 2014. He has plans for you. He has desires of you. He wants to set you free.